This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran has issued a warning to the U.S. over possibly aiming at two cargo ships in the Middle East that have long been suspected of operating as bases for Iranian commandos. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The warning comes just after the U.S. and the United Kingdom launched a massive airstrike campaign against Yemen's Houthi rebels. Speaking on NBC TV's Meet the Press, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. strikes against rebels in Yemen did hit the intended targets.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us. And we do believe that that as we continue, we will be able to continue to send a strong message about the United States' firm resolve to respond when our forces are attacked.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Palestinian gunmen kept up attacks against Israeli forces on Sunday in the Gaza Strip's two main cities, weeks after they were overrun by troops and tanks, in a sign Hamas still maintained some control ahead of any potential truce. Nearly 4 months into the war, triggered by the Palestinian Islamist group's deadly cross-border rampage in Israel, there was persistent fighting in Gaza City in the north of the densely populated enclave, and in Khan Yunis to the south. Hamas and the Houthis are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for the victims of wildfires in Chile.
Preghiamo anche per I morti e feriti.
Forest fires raging in central Chile have killed at least 99 people and hundreds are still missing, authorities said on Sunday, as emergency services battled to snuff out flames